Do you believe in click it or tick it? My baby used to tell me that she had emerald eyes, as well as ruby red lips and ivory.
Hello and welcome to Click It or Ticket. I'm Pete Mutino.
What's going on? Glenn Marshall here.
Little sneak preview of Friend of the Psych, Critelli Comedy, some up and coming songs.
Yeah, this is Nick Schaefer. I like the vocals a lot.
Oh, yeah. It's a little lively here.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Does that work for
songs?
No, but
yeah. But once again,
because usually when
check
they
out CritelliComedy.com.
You know, when they release them on the radio and it's like a song that they don't want people just taping over, like recording the radio, it's just like, this is the new shit, Hot 97. You know, like every once in a while they come in with that. It's just like, mix and laugh. Like,
it's when
like,
they mix it in.
Yeah, but they just do that because they don't want you like recording the song from the radio. Yeah. It's Hot 97.
Does that really happen still a lot?
New music. Record. But I don't know, they do it like every 25 seconds though. So that, I guess.
Yeah, but not
maybe,
in every
maybe
station.
Maybe they decided now that, well, I know for like Hot 97.
Mm. Any radio station, I think every single radio station in the country, when they go in and out, or music stations, they go in and out of commercial break, they have the, you know, the voice saying the name of the station, but it's got all kinds of effects on it. And goofy, like fast forward and noise and all kinds of shit. They all do it exactly the same.
Right, how come we don't
and
have
always
any of
a
those?
Voice doing it like that? You know? It's like, hey, 90s, K, 90s.
0.7.
Yeah, I wish we had an intro like that.
I guess it's just dynamic.
Like the conservative talk radio guys do.
Oh, yeah.
It's like broadcasting from the Beacon of Freedom in downtown Manhattan. Like 400 gigawatts of liberty coming to you live
Rush
every
Limbaugh.
Day. Yeah,
not like, to be confused with the New York Liberty.
The great one, Mark Levine. Like, Mark I want Levine. That shit. The great one.
They're like wrestlers.
Why don't we have a 500 gigawatt liberty towered broadcasting freedom? Answer me that.
Ryan?
Not yet.
You we think are. Your bullets can hurt him?
We're working on it.
He has a huge tower that broadcasts liberty. I can only imagine how hard he would be to kill.
Oh, junior producer Alyssa actually found us a definition for co-ed because we were asking about
it. Oh, okay, good.
The other episode.
Lay it
on
us.
See, other listeners, what happens when you email us?
You get positions on the show.
Yeah.
Maybe
we should, in this tough economy, we should put job applications on the website.
Yeah.
Oh,
internships.
We should put an ad out in the classifieds. It's like guest wanted for a radio show. We will not pay you, but you get to be
Get to plug whatever. I feel like we would find someone who smells a lot like.
It's like we will give you $1.
Like
you
old
get to
sandwiches.
Say whatever you want.
Yeah, because we need like a wacky.
The older, the better.
Yeah, exactly. We need like a wacky old guy that we could just go to
bring
for
in
sound
every
clips.
Once in a while.
Maybe that guy who washes windshields in Sono.
Oh God! Well, we don't want him stealing shit.
No, we're not going to bring him here. No. You don't want to. It's not like we have a real radio station. It'd have to be more of like a man on the street bit. We just go like do 5 minutes with like one of us. Like I would just go up and talk. You know, like go up and talk to like some crazy.
I'm going to
person.
Bring the man into your house.
No. No, he's not allowed.
Or woman.
He's going to offer to wash all the windows.
He doesn't remember.
We like dirty windows in this household.
I'm waiting for him to lose his shit. Because we walk every time he comes up to us and is asking us, we ignore him for about 5 minutes, and he keeps talking to us until we say we don't have anything, and then he goes away. He's done that about a dozen times now, and I'm waiting for him to get fed up with it and just knife us each in the neck.
Well, he has a dirty bucket of like a spray bottle of water and a newspaper that he's gonna like clean your windshield with.
It's just,
no, thank you, man. Like, come on.
And we go there. We clearly are there all the time.
Why don't you go to get a job at a car wash if that's
but
like?
So are a bunch of other people. I don't need to single us out. It's like those guys never let me clean their windows. You know, just like everyone else.
But like that's a skill he has. He should be exploiting.
He does
that.
Have a bike. He's better off than most.
Yeah, take out that in the paper, you fucking.
Now, how about get on the bike and go to a car wash and apply for a job?
Well, yeah.
He has the experience.
Ideally, in a perfect world.
Right? Like, he can fill out that resume. It's
he has to live in the car wash machine.
Yeah, just make up some fake corporation that you ran, or, like, declare one. Like, you just be like, I myself am a corporation.
We should start hassling him. Like, when it's just like, hey, man, let me clean your bike immediately. He's like, let me clean your bike. Like, give me $1, I'll clean your bike. Like, I've cleaned stuff in my car, which is spotless.
I think that might incite killing.
What? He's a short, like, decrepit. I'm not scared of him. I would love for him to come at me with a shrank, like a shank.
If he was
take it from him, like, I stabbed him self-defense.
If he
and
was
then
a
I could
dog.
Say I stabbed a guy.
It's a well,
nothing but good things come from homeless people accosting you for very shaky.
If he was a dog, he would be mangy. I'm not afraid of him.
He's a mutt.
But then he's desperate. Like to eat?
Bikes. I mean,
he is a man
cleaning
animal.
Products. I don't know. What does he eat?
Garbage.
Oh, okay. He's like Oscar the Grouch.
Don't eat the garbage you peed in.
What about breakfast?
I am invincible!
I suppose that's kind of relevant. But co-ed, apparently, Alyssa wanted to point out that when was looking for the definition, the only thing she got for a while was porn.
But in that'll happen.
Well, yeah, if you search co-ed on the internet.
If you search for something on the internet, you're going to find
it's going to be porn. You could search for Bible study groups, and it'll be, you know, filthy nurse or filthy priest and whatever.
High-yielding brokerage accounts.
Bingo!
And it's going to be one girl, one cup.
It'll be like broke her age account, high-yield cum. And
then, it's going to be one priest, one nun.
I'm going to make a video.
Reaction we still have to post.
I'm going
to
make a video called One Guy, One Sock. It's going to be a video of me beating off. And then coming in a sock. And then throwing it away.
I was just hoping you'd be like, you would just shit in a sock.
Oh, inquiry for the site. Something I was thinking about. I was thinking, is there a way we could put it in columns kind of for the updates? So we have one just for podcasts and one for like miscellaneous.
I've been wanting to get also a blog.
Possibly.
I want to get a blog roll up too, because we have our companion sites that have us permanently linked on their sites. And I wanted to get them permanently linked on the right
side.
Yeah,
that'd be good, yeah.
Or not, Nick, right? Am I right?
See,
that would be better. Hold on. Yeah, forget that. That would be way better.
A little insight into our development.
We'll get some decent-looking dudes.
Well, yeah, that's always on our agenda, Ryan.
All right, so in USA, co-ed is an informal term for a female student attending a formerly all-male college or university. Its usage reflects the historical process by which it was often female pupils who were admitted to schools originally reserved for boys, and thus it was they who were identified with its becoming co-educational. The word is also used often to describe a situation both sexes are integrated in any form. So, there you go.
Ryan, I would have gone with Megatron.
So still kind of an outdated term still in many senses, as we originally thought.
It just seems kind of irrelevant now.
Yeah, it is.
Except, well, porn is always relevant, but...
Well, yeah. And the relevance of your search will be 99% porn.
I haven't had a pump like this for a long time.
Ain't that the truth, Ryan?
Wait, what's... I missed that.
He said, I haven't had a pump like this for a long time.
I don't know if you've seen the commercial. It's like a dumbbell, and rather than, like, you just lifting it, you know, as you normally would, you, like, hold it up straight up and down, and it vibrates, like... Up and down.
Oh.
So you imagine the dumbbell like jerking off itself.
Oh yeah, like the wiggle
in your hand.
People are trying to hold.
So Ryan got some clips for us from the.
That's fucking fantastic.
Yeah, there's that one. Which one? The pump like this, and then
30, 45 seconds, and I was already covered in sweat.
Yeah. Wow. That's like my video. One guy, one tube sock.
You'll feel the burn instantly.
I like the heavy breathing voice. It's almost like as good as the cross. How come we don't have Crossfire?
Oh, yeah.
Ryan.
Can we come into that?
Yeah. We went over to old Podcast Central and we saw the list of drops that we wanted.
Pseudo friend of the show. This actually comes from Joe Cisternelli. But,
Joe's a good guy.
He is a good guy. But him and his friends back home in high school, they're big
parties. Oh, they have
parties.
A rival podcast? We're going to kill them? Okay. Let's get the war wagon together.
But their big party trick or whatever is they tell people they were like a kid actor in commercials, and they're like, yeah, I was the kid who lost in Crossfire. And like everyone would believe them.
Oh, yeah, you believed it.
Oh, yeah.
When you first told me
convinced.
About it. You're like, my roommate was the kid in Crossfire or whatever.
No, he was like, why would you like, it's like, yeah, you kind of look like him. He had brown hair.
Yeah, and like,
Dude,
Joe
you
always wears jean jackets.
Dude, got caught up in the Crossfire.
Yeah. Or you say you know him. You know, just any facet. It's like, oh, I know the kid who lost in Crossfire. Like, I went to high school.
Who lost?
Yeah, the kid gets blown away.
Blown away.
Rinks and then he spins.
Into a maelstrom of fire and death.
He was just a child.
So was the purpose of the game that you would try to hit both the spinny thingies into the other person's shit?
Yeah.
And it was just if you ran out of who could reload the pellets faster?
Mm-hmm.
That was the entire game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like it probably got old.
It really did, until
you came up with the idea to rip off the guns and start shooting them at each other.
Yeah, but they wouldn't shoot that far.
And then you'd eat the pellets and tear apart your insides and go to the hospital and your parents.
Do we decide that Bowie is the podcast pooch or pup or what was he? The podcast pup?
Something like that.
Because Parker is the podcast pooch.
Viewers, you decide. Yeah. Right in.
Yes. Right in. Click it or take it.
Yeah, we should take a picture of Bowie and have them decide whether he's the podcast pooch or podcast pup.
He's It's unfair, though. Bowie's got an unfair advantage. He's got eyeliner on.
Yeah, that's why we needed Bowie, Nick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's because
Man animals operating machinery.
No, he's a dog. He's an actual animal. He's not a man animal. It's a...
No, that was Bowie saying that.
So,
oh, because Ryan was operating the machine.
He's observing what we're doing right now, and he just came on the mic. And
yeah, Ryan, get an iPhone picture of this fucking retard. Yeah, so we're going to get you a picture of the Bozer.
We have a picture of Pete up on the site now in his Orlando Magic.
Oh, yeah, back
days.
In my glory days.
Yeah,
that was
good. You averaged like 18 points and 9 rebounds a game. It was
not bad.
No, very solid output. And
it was also taller.
Yeah. Well, you know, once you got 9 inches shot off of your legs and nom or whatever it is.
Bowie's tearing at all the cables and everything.
Single-handedly trying to destroy the podcast.
Oh, Bowie, you smell like garbage. Get the fuck away from
that's
it.
That's his breath.
Speaking of smelling like garbage, this is a news item.
Oh, good. You looked at me, and then I was like, oh.
Speaking of smelling like garbage.
Intervention Glenn, times here. Click it or click.
Glenn, did you shower while I was gone?
Podcast, the notes that you're reading. You have a computer that you should read from.
All right,
stop using your nose.
An obese woman killed her much smaller boyfriend after she sat on him during an argument. Mia Landingham, which is the best last name for this.
Landingham.
Fucking, Who weighs more than 21 stone. This is in the UK. Stone is, I think, 14 pounds. So
that's a fuck ton.
She weighed 21 stone. She is the biggest, finest woman I ever seen.
What an arbitrary. 294 pounds.
Yeah, that's a big gal.
Squashed Michael Middle.
She's probably a little closer to 3 bills, but whatever.
Yeah, I wonder if she... you know, went on the South Beach diet when this.
I highly doubt they were like, all right, step on the scale, all right, like 22 stones.
Yeah, I bet one of the cops just kind of eyeballed
her.
He's like,
she weighed at least 21 stone.
No, he was probably like height and weight. And she like just like filled in.
Willem Dafoe showed up on the screen. He was like, it was a big, big crushing guy.
Yeah, she probably said like
going
five whatever.
His, yeah.
Like a little under 300 pounds. She probably weighed more than that in order to sit on a dude and kill him.
It's fucking bizarre. He weighed 8 stone, so that's I don't know, 112 pounds or something like that.
And they were dating, married.
Yeah,
what is that's always really weird.
What was
to
the dude? Does it say what the argument was about?
It was a long history of domestic
getting
abuse.
Fat. I'll show you.
She was sentenced to three years probation. That's it.
Well, if it was an accident, and she was just trying to sit on his face,
and they just happened to argue.
Some people like
so
that.
So it seemed malicious.
I mean, her last name is Landingham, but...
her ass was sentenced to life in prison.
22 stone is 308 pounds.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
But it's 21, so around 300 pounds, roughly. Yeah, 112. All right, gotcha.
Boyfriend is
Ryan
112
throwing
pounds.
Numbers at us.
Yeah, seriously.
That's what the iPhone's for, or his iPad.
His iPad
Nano.
His iCal. His iPod.
Oh, yeah, we all have iPads now, by the way.
Yeah.
When I picture this, I picture her.
Ryan and I, we laid down a Fast and Furious style hijacking of a truck of the iPad. You know, Ryan was the dude who listened to the police.
Because everyone is just frothing at the mouth.
Yeah, Ryan
listened
to the police radio.
Glenn's been using them as lunch trays.
I'm obviously, I'm Vin Diesel, right? Yeah, and then I surfed downstairs like Legolas.
I saw Tokyo Drift last week, too.
That movie is so good.
It's a great fucking movie. But one last thing on Miss Landingham. I picture this incident a lot like in Ren and Stimpy, where like Stimpy picks up Ren and uses him as like a towel and like does the one hand on each side and kind of dries off his undercarriage with it.
Oh,
yeah.
Like flosses
and then he, like, rings
his,
him out.
Yeah, flosses his pelvis with it. That's
is
the
there is there a
from
name
it.
For that move? You know, where you do like the saw move, like across your taint.
Maybe the saw.
Taint saw is ready.
Taint saw.
Taint saw.
Taint saw is ready. Taint saw is ready.
I love that movie. Can we even get a bone saw drop, Ryan? We need the chanting of the crowd. Bone saw. Bone saw. We need that, and then we also need bone saw is ready.
And then when we get the bones back, it's going to be
oh, yeah. And then also, we also need,
how'd you get all the way up there? Or like, he's like, what are you doing up there?
Or something. He says something else when he like jumps up on the cage.
We should just scrap the whole podcast and just play his CD, his rap CD over and over again.
Did he has a rap CD?
Oh, yes.
Oh. Why am I asking that?
I think we addressed this on the cast.
I should assume that everyone who's been on TV, even for more than 10 seconds, has
a rap CD.
For some reason, a lot of wrestlers feel the need to do music as well, more than normal celebrities. Like, yeah, it's like it's obvious like Paris Hilton has a rap CD, but like or not a rap CD, but a CD at least. But like Jude Law doesn't.
Think about it. The whole thing is all about attitude,
Hulk,
and so is rap.
Hulk Hogan
so
has like a CD. Who else? Like all, there was a kid, I don't know if you remember him, the Anthony, the kid from Band, he had the wheel backpack.
Fracaccini.
He would always rock around listening. Yeah. He'd always rock.
He'd listening his favorite Italian dishes at a local restaurant.
He had a Discman, then he would always listen to it, and it was always the same CD of wrestlers who like recorded their own. It wasn't like their intro songs. That would have been a great CD. It was like songs that they actually recorded themselves.
I really want the Tokyo
like Edge
Drift
and Christian
soundtrack
with like a duet and like stuff like that.
I would love it if they paired him with really talented singers, too, and had them try to harmonize.
Like Pavarotti?
Yeah, or like Placido Domingo and Mos Def, like in the Grammys, and that conversation was really confusing and stilted and uncomfortable. And
Grammys suck. I'm not even going to go into why, just they suck. If you do not realize this, there's something wrong with
you. Dude, Lady Gaga.
We have some live questions.
Pete nodding.
Speaking
approval.
Of ladies... And speaking of Lady Gaga, speaking of sucking dick, we have some questions coming to us live for us to talk about on the show.
Off the message board?
Women want to know these guys' opinion. We're going to speak for all guys everywhere.
Well, we do anyway.
Done and done.
But now we're drawing attention to it.
All right. The first question comes from junior producer Alyssa has a few of her gal pals over. The first question is, do guys like it when girls stick out their tongue and then the guy hits their dick on it like in porn?
I kind of like that.
You do the dick slap?
There's nothing I really... I know Pete probably like loves this move. It doesn't do anything for me.
No, well, it doesn't do anything physically, but, you know, it's like the chick's there. I mean, why not do weird shit? you can just stroke something across your cock by yourself any old time.
Yeah, that's true, but I just...
Get creative, people.
I understand.
You only have one life to live.
But
you're only going to have sex so many times, / get a blowjob so many times in your life. Might as well spice it up every once in a while.
That isn't, I mean, because I, there
this
is no
Pete
physical,
Tina.
There is
he
no
knows
real,
how to please a lady's tongue.
There's no physical sensation to, I don't know if I've ever even had that done, the specific, the tongue.
I don't really, nah, I mean, I understand.
I'm not going to say then you haven't lived.
You know why? Because, I mean, the only reason we've been talking about this is because of porn, but. You know, because that's like a big porn move.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the spit.
But Lois, so is tonguing people's asses and stuff. And like, you know.
Which is also delicious.
Fun. I don't really think that. I don't feel like that's. It's not like I approach sex as like a checklist. And it's like slapping dick on tongue. Like, did not get checked off last night, sweetheart. Like, open your mouth. Like, the next morning.
I mean, there is sort of that wanting to experience everything impulse.
Slap some drinks back, it gets a lot more.
Yeah, the alcohol increases friskiness by quite a bit.
It's not something I feel like I
need to do. Friskiness levels are off the chart.
I mean, if it were to happen, I think I've probably done that before. But like, I don't like think about it. It's not like, oh yeah.
Generally speaking,
can't wait to get this chick in my room so I can smack my dick on her.
You also see it important when the chick does it for you.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I'm not sure I like that as much. Having had that done, too. I don't like that
as much.
Because
it's not degrading because she wants it?
Yeah, probably. Probably stems from that.
wouldn't it be more degrading?
What, that she... Oh, yeah, that she's beating herself with your dick?
Yeah.
I was thinking...
it's like you're just sitting back and like watching her abuse herself. That's like if someone
when
took
they
your
slap
hand
themselves
and
in the cheek, too, in porn, that's just... Have you
no,
done...
No,
God, yeah, that no. This is another weird slap. Move. This is another weird move in porn where the guy, like, he, like... Makes like for some reason he decides to like fuck the chick's cheek and make like the popping noise.
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't get that at all.
Like he's like, oh yeah, let me just like pop it out.
Yeah,
the cheek
she'll be like the chick will be giving him great. Maybe it's just a porn star move that keeps him from like nutting too quick. Because if they're just doing a full out like throat job on the cock, like I mean that I don't know how long I would go.
Oh yeah, I could last a while for that. But
with the with an actual business end of because. I mean, generally speaking, about, you know, private life, I would say that any time that during a blowjob that the dick isn't completely enveloped by a mouth is probably could, you know, is not as good. It's probably not as good.
See, interesting. Well, I find it less satisfying, like just physically, just the sensation of it.
Well, the little breaks
just
are good.
Mouth, like
little breaks, like licks and stuff. But when,
we're talking about
it with the combo, is just like that's what hits home.
Well, right. The combo with the hand, sure. I mean, but I'm saying like generally, a lot of the periphery stuff. That's all
combo with the hand. You're first, folks.
The combo with the hand is great, and that I consider falls
awesome.
Under the actual functional part of the blowjob.
Okay.
The rest of it is just kind of
bells and whistles.
The rest of
it's
just
kind of
window dressing. I like them fine. I like it fine, but it's not really.
We're passing on the cheek. popping thing.
The cheek popping can
go
to hell.
Yeah, that's
and
get
the tongue
that.
Slapping.
Visually,
thing.
I don't
Pete
even
digs, but I don't really understand.
I mean, I could do it. I
guess. I can do it, but like it doesn't. It's not like oh yeah, I hit the holy
I'm
grail tonight. I slap the dick on the tongue.
Well, yeah,
it probably feels
breaking
nice,
down all societal boundaries.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but
shattering
but,
our culture
yeah,
forever.
But what sexually is like that?
No, I'm just saying, like, it's not something I'm like, oh, yeah, this is fucking, like, I've definitely done it before, but, like, I don't.
Oh,
I,
you have?
Yeah, I've definitely done that at least once.
Okay.
But not like a.
Your own sister, right?
Not like, I'm like attacking some. It's just, it's kind of weird. It's just like a little slap.
I will say, the
guys like it, chicks. Try it. They'll probably be like, all right, that was cool or weird or whatever.
The
they'll move on.
Ball licking. When I get my balls licked, that's.
See, this is another thing. It's like, yeah, that's kind of nice. Move back on to blowing me now. You know? I don't want them taking... My balls are... Like, anyone's balls are gross. It's so degrading.
It's never in and of itself going to get me to the grand finale.
Yeah.
But what do you... Are you actually, like, putting yourself in their place as they're going down? Because
no.
That's probably not
because
good.
There's, like, a dick in their mouth. It won't, so, you know what I mean? Like, if I start thinking about that, it'll bring me back to middle school and... It'll have to go away for a little while again.
Follow-up question. Do you enjoy it more when you can get the girl you're with to get off, or do you prefer your own grand finale better? Which is better, your orgasm or theirs?
Oh, I mean, that's actually probably
theirs,
mine.
For me, theirs.
I mean, it depends. Or are you talking about
too.
Getting blown?
No, in anything.
Oh, then definitely them. It's like... Yeah. It's like, yeah, well, it's a lot of work.
If they orgasm just from blowing me, that would make me feel
like
the coolest guy on the planet.
Dropping a digit.
Hands free.
No, you know what I mean? It was just saying, like, dropping a digit, 69 is pretty bomb. Yeah, I thought that's what you were talking about. But, yeah, no, during sex, then, obviously.
Oh, by the way, while we're on this subject, I just started, this just made me think about it.
You're going to love my nuts.
My mom keeps asking me to give her the URL for our podcast. She's like, I want to send it out in her Christmas letter so people can, like, know what you're up to. And I was like, I don't think people would like it. I don't think they want to hear me saying these things. But
Yeah, so that...
If only your grandparents could see you now.
Well, listen, they can't because they're all dead and they're in heaven and they're looking down on everything I do.
But if they weren't, they'd be going to peaklandnick.com.
Yeah, they can see your mouth moving, but they can't hear what you're saying.
Okay, so I think we're all in agreement that your partner's orgasm is better. I hate partner. Or whatever your opponent.
Well, yeah,
your opponents.
Yeah.
Tonight's fight will be versus your girlfriend again.
She's won the last 24 bouts. All right, next question would
your
be...
Your challenger has arrived and they have broken up.
Weighing in at 200 pounds, 5'11", with a penis, in the blue corner.
With a dick and balls. Okay, whoa. All
right. The genetic jackhammer.
All right, another question would be, what for a guy would be an example of a deal breaker for a girl, for you being with a girl where you would get up and walk out sexually? Like you're in a sex act with a girl. Something she would do that would make you just stop and walk out within reason. Like she's saying,
if she was like
hairy nipples, would that...
Oh, well, something physical. Once you're already in there, you can't just be like, oh, I don't like what I'm seeing.
Oh,
really?
God, feel
yeah. It's like, whoa. Like, you're feeling around. It's like, are those hair on the nipples? Like, done? Like, just
I mean, if she was like, eat
sorry,
out
I'm
my
not...
ass, I would be like, absolutely not.
But you
know what I mean?
But you wouldn't get up and walk out of the room. You'd just be like, no.
If she was like really insistent, I'd be like, ah, you know what I mean?
Like holding you down and trying to get her.
Yeah,
ass
trying to get me
position.
To like, yeah, no. And then it would run away.
This speaking of which, there's a friend of mine at Emory. He's still a student there. He was
really likes ass play.
He had a freshman girl come up to his room after a party, and they were fooling around a little bit. And she kept talking about how she's like, "Oh, I'm like, I'm the shit. Like, I'm so hot. Like, you're so lucky to have me right now." And she kept saying that shit, and he actually just said, "All right, I don't really give a shit if you stay. You can go if you like." She's like, "What? You're kicking me out? Nobody kicks me out." He's like, "Later," and like pushed her out of his room.
Oh, nice.
He made her walk home in like 32 degree weather.
Well, good. You're acting like
I
that.
I know, but I thought that was pretty rock and roll that he was.
What killed the dinosaurs? Yes, I.
You should, right, Mr. Freeze. So that would be so. If there was sort of a Bruno moment where the chicks just keep suck my boot or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, hitting is that the type of thing?
I
it
think
would
as
take?
Soon as poo comes into play, then I'm done.
Yeah. But up
like,
until that
like,
point,
let me take a dump
whoa,
on
whoa,
you.
Whoa, what
you
about urine?
Yeah, would you roll with pee? That was Pete my first question.
Yeah.
Am I peeing on
her?
Oh,
no. See, Pete's immediately down with at least
you would
peeing
pee,
on
you
chicks.
Would pee on the girl. But then you wouldn't want to touch her afterwards, would you? You don't want to play
well,
her.
He doesn't care. Well, look at that face.
I guess it's his.
It's his pee.
And then it's like we take a shower together, but she opts in first and gets like a good 30-second buffer period where she cleans herself up.
So it's sterile. When it's fresh, it's sterile.
Pete, rocking the water sports.
Once See, again, I would get peed on. No, I'm just kidding.
Once again, this is after like a bunch of drinking. And it would have to be her suggestion. It's not like...
Hey,
that's what's
baby.
Cool. It's her idea.
Oh, it's like, yeah, take like a fat...
When it's your idea, it's
take
lame.
A fat
it's like, I really want
me.
To do this to you. This is going to be
oh,
fun. Yo, I think it's lame.
Whenever any girl who's ever asked me, it's like, so what's your fantasy or whatever it is, it's just sort of...
As far as you will go.
Yeah, whatever yeah. you... It's like, what do you...
It's like, think of something
well,
really
what's the sickest,
up.
Fuckest thing, have, fucking weirdest thing that you might enjoy? That's as far as I'll go.
Yeah, I mean...
That's my best fantasy.
What if she was like, now eat out my ass? Would you be like...
Yeah.
Really?
No, yeah. If I like had a drink... Oh, yeah, if I had a bunch of drinks. Oh, yes.
Hey, I mean, if they have prepared themselves, I mean,
there's only so much that area.
Well, Glenn, you have a
wait,
crippling fear of the butthole.
I know.
But it's not like you're going to stick your like tongue all the way in there.
Yeah,
like,
see, that's what I'm afraid of.
Wait, it's not like
it's
gonna,
like it's like oh no, okay, get in there, and I'm like ah no.
Your tongue though, like you can make it pretty rigid. You can't like I doubt you can make it rigid enough to like penetrate
no.
like a penis. You know what I mean? You can only like get probably a centimeter in there.
Or you roll it up in like a tube and then have a sort of ride.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah. And then I come out with a core sample again. That's my constant
core. Again,
I'm saying, yeah, like there's another fear of mine with anal sex. It's like core. I piss out a core sample the next day of poo.
Oh man,
I'm afraid of that.
That'd be vicious. I mean, I think we all are deep down afraid of that. A deal breaker example: if you there's this girl at Emory who every time she gets drunk and hooks up with a guy, she wets the bed. If that happened,
only when she hooks up with a guy.
Yeah, when she leses out, when she leses out, I mean, it's
no pee.
Well, she usually squirts it all out when they're in the throes of passion.
Yeah, female ejaculate. Yeah. Like
a drink of water, he peed in it.
Very nice, relevant.
Don't eat the asshole, he peed.
Another one of Pete's fantasies.
Is my mic like okay? There we go. It felt like it was losing power as we went.
My grand plan.
Would you go in for a repeat performance? If she
yeah, why not, dude? That's hilarious.
Does she? I guess you could give her hell for that.
Yeah.
Afterwards,
I mean, yeah, I just like wouldn't sleep with her if she had been drinking.
Oh, and then you can. Oh, and then you have a good reason.
I'd be like, I gotta go home.
You have a great reason to kick her out or whatever it
yeah.
is, too.
Or it's like you gotta
see,
go home.
You guys are in that. Camp.
No, you just. Well, you
I'm
don't
in
invite
the
her. You don't invite her over.
I,
you go to her
see,
place.
I don't give a shit. Yeah, you go to her place. Whatever. She pees the bed. Like I don't give a fuck.
I just don't think any sexual activity is enough to like is worth making me want to do have to do laundry. That would suck. Like I hate.
What
I hate
do you mean do
my,
laundry?
You would.
Like
you wouldn't change your sheets if
I mean yeah you change the sheets but
like wash them
if it was my place
yeah that's what I'm saying
no
I
then yeah
that.
See even at my place I'd be like oh you peeing all over my bed how adorable you know and then I'd wash the sheets
Glenn
if that's a small penance for me getting to plow you
yeah
you know what I mean if I have to wash the sheets every
yeah,
time
they want it to.
No, I know that, but I mean, I'm sure.
Actually, you know what? I take that back. If the girl wets the bed, she's washing my fucking sheets.
Oh,
I'm not
yeah.
washing those sheets. I rescind everything.
Well,
I
the thing is,
redacted.
Especially if she's cool enough to wash the sheets, then like she's probably a pretty cool chick. She's willing to come back over and like do your fucking laundry. I'd give her some other stuff to wash while she was at it. Actually, no, I wouldn't because I don't want to mix the pee with the other clothes.
What about breakfast?
You can drink your pee.
Yeah, when it's fresh, it's sterile.
Kevin Costner.
Drink the water, he peed in it.
Kevin Costner cast here.
So drink the pee, there's water in it.
Kevin
Costner.
So, what have we learned so far? Pete wants to pee on chicks?
I want
to
pee
or
on
needs.
You, I'll eat everything. And drink the pee, apparently, as we just found out. After I kicked her out for peeing in my bed, I took the soiled sheets and wrung them out so I can drink the pee, because that's the only way I can get off.
Huh.
I'll just keep monologuing. If
yeah. Are any other questions from the live feed?
They're being pondered. But the question, hairy nipples, I didn't even actually think. I thought of it in hypothetical. Does that happen?
Oh, yeah. They pluck their areola hair. No, I'm serious, man. Think about it.
I
always think of it.
Oh. They have hair. Like, they fucking get rid of it. You know,
on the nipples
some chicks get mustaches. Like they fucking get rid
I know,
of.
I know, I know. But even when they're on,
some don't.
Even chicks that are really
it's so weird. It's like, I put on my dress today. It's like, but you couldn't just like shave the stash. You know, you put on all the eyeliner and the blush and the eyeshadow, and you picked out an outfit, and you couldn't just run a razor over your.
Yeah,
upper
but what's
lip.
Worse, having like a thin peach hair mustache, or having like an upper lip full of stubble. You know what I mean? What's worse?
Wax that shit. I don't know. Just
like having like a 5 o'clock shadow on your upper lip
or something.
Like, yeah. I don't think any chick you're going to be sexually interested in is going to have like stubble from shaving that night. You know what I mean?
She's a salt and pepper upper lip.
we're not talking.
Glenn and Pete and I all have different sexual.
She's not standards. Like a longshoreman.
Glenn's run afoul of
some girls. Get a little peach fuzz there and just elect to like.
Yeah, it's not Frida Kahlo with. But
smells like a brewery on that upper lip.
I wonder, but you say that, you know, they remove their hand. Yeah, but even the most fastidious of girls, it's not perfect.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. They pluck that shit. They get rid of it.
I'm saying,
ladies,
but I'm
Nick
even
thinks
so.
You're not perfect.
So
yeah, you heard me.
So some chick like hasn't gotten laid in a while and didn't pluck her nipple hair. And now you got her in the sack and she's not prepared for it. But like, don't fucking make her embarrassed about it. Don't like pull on the nipple hair and be like, "What do we have here?" You know what I mean?
Or make it playful. You're
yeah,
like,
try to make
you'll
it
be
sexual.
Like sucking on her nipple and then just like kind of put your teeth over one hair and slowly
and
string
it
out.
Get it to do that like curlier.
The
it gets
sexy
even
flaws.
Curlier when you do that. Yeah, like a ribbon.
Or then at the end with your teeth still on, go like bing and just pluck it off.
Yeah.
And then you spit it in their eyeball and you say like, "Get the fuck out of here, Sasquatch."
Yeah, do the like secret
that would be
like
the
bite
coolest.
It out and then like kiss it into her mouth and then
all right, maybe if there were
guess
there
what I found
slowly
this.
Kiss the hair in her mouth and she's like and she knows what you're doing. She just took a hair off and then very quietly whispers like, "Get the fuck out of here." Get the fuck out of hair.
You sicken me.
And this is all right as you're starting to come everywhere, like all over the room, chasing her out with your dick.
That's the other thing. The whole term of coming everywhere. Who's ever come like everywhere? I mean, how much cum are you producing?
Yeah, every time you watch
I held it in for 4 days and I still could not like physically come everywhere.
You know those porn movies where they like jizz like a whole court and they like entirely cover the chicks?
Yeah, calling it a load is a little inaccurate.
Yeah, like
it's not a load.
I mean, that's obviously really fake.
You pee about a load, I would say.
Yeah.
Like after like
yeah,
solid night of drinking, you wake
you
up in the morning.
Like a dollop. It's not that much.
Yeah,
cum.
maybe a dab.
Yeah. There's like a light dusting of cum.
Yeah, a pinch.
No, I wouldn't say quite. It's a little more than a pinch.
A dash?
Yeah. No, it's dash bigger than a dash, too.
Teaspoon.
Yeah.
Well, it is a teaspoon, but I'm thinking of a nice,
yeah,
like, almost verb of
a
word. A
dollop.
You know? Dollop's good.
A dollop of cum.
A dose?
Yeah. A splash.
A splash
there we
of
go.
Cum.
A
yeah.
splash of cum.
Perfect.
And we're not just listing.
And that's the most obvious one. Not yet listing our
favorite
Ron Howard movies. Yeah. Well, I am. I am listing my favorite Ron Howard movie. Splash.
God. What else? I can't. I'm drawing a blank on any other movie he's directed. I know there's
shooting
a
blanks. Let's keep talking about cum.
Yeah,
I want to talk about cum.
Nobody wants to date me again. I'm going to bed alone again.
I don't really.
Then, I mean, it's not like a Japanese porn where you know you can literally you know pressure paste someone against the wall with your load.
Yeah, but like everywhere. Anytime someone says that, I'm like, well, you're exaggerating.
There's got to be great. What would be your favorite? What would you say to throw a chick off her game while you're fucking her? Like, what would you say?
That pussy, maybe.
No, no, not what they say to you. That would.
No. That's what I mean.
You would say,
yeah, right there, back. Yeah, right back. Yeah,
yourself
a shit. Fuck that pussy.
Like you're talking to yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
if you start talking about yourself in the third person while you're fucking, it was like, come on, Nick, fuck that pussy, Nick. Or if you can start asking them questions about
not like day-to-day. Oh yeah, Nick. It's like yeah, get it. Fuck that pussy. Like
yeah,
as you're running,
but if you talk about
great.
Or if you ask them questions about the day to day thing, it's like you know your mid thing. It's like so did you get the groceries today, sort of thing while you're mid at that.
Yeah, I still like fuck that pussy.
They could feasibly answer to get them off their game, I guess, completely. You'd just be like, your vagina smells like shit. Like, this is awful.
Not
I can't believe my dick's
I'm just thinking things that would weird them out, not just sort of insult them and make them, like, hit you and run to the bathroom and weep. You know? Stuff like, I mean, maybe start quoting, like, Jurassic Park 3 or something at them.
Oh, yeah.
He's way more affectionate and sensitive, and I'm not.
All these.
You could say
we
that.
We keep talking
maybe.
About sex, and Ryan just keeps thinking about Hadley.
I would just start playing her like ass cheeks if I was taking her from behind like the bongos, and just like do that for 2 minutes, pretend like nothing was wrong.
Yeah, and then do the George of the Jungle or like the
Donkey
the Donkey Kong,
Kong
like do 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 yeah, like on her ass cheeks, and she's like, "All right, stop." Stop. I'm going to stop blowing you if you keep doing that. And then you just keep doing it.
Maybe you can try this out on your ride to class tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of which, tell her about the sights if she hears this.
No.
I don't even know who she is. I don't know what I'm talking
Yeah,
about.
Glenn, what is this?
Oh, no, it's just some chick from physics class.
Yeah, because you, your vehicle, you had a car crash.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Definition of carless.
Yeah, yeah, Pete and I were listening
to my favorite
to
HBO show is Arliss.
My favorite My Bloody Valentine album is Carless.
Loveless, yeah. Yeah, so I got a pretty brutal car wreck.
Shit just got real.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that one.
I know, he looked at me before I said it. I didn't know. I was like, should I go on, Ryan, or... We're going to save this for another cast?
He closed his eyes and threw his head back as he pressed it.
Yeah, I know. And then he pretended he was playing the...
it screamed,
"Argh!" He pretended he was playing the organ thing in the background. Like, he was playing keys. Like,
Ryan found the Allspark.
Yeah, so I got in a pretty brutal car wreck and took out a sizable portion of a stone wall. And the airbag did not deploy. I spun out on some black ice. It was bad times.
So it was just...
And then the airbag didn't deploy.
Really?
So my chin, just drilled the steering wheel.
Ooh.
Which
why can't you sue?
I don't. Can I?
I guess you didn't really. How bad were you hurt?
It hurt my chin a lot.
But it could have been real bad.
Luckily, I've been like hit there a lot, and so like I was the muscles in my like on the other side of my jaw were hurt for like a couple days,
Still, I mean, that's kind of scary that it didn't. I mean, I don't. Would that deter you from buying another Subaru? I mean, if the airbags don't fucking work?
No. I mean, maybe for someone less, like,
and they can't large, handle ice, apparently?
Maybe less large than myself. I don't know. I've never been really hurt in a car accident. You know what I mean? Like, I've been in some brutal fucking car accidents, and I usually get out, and I'm
How
like...
How many fucking car accidents have you been in?
Let's see.
Because I was, like, sideswipe once.
I got in the one where I totally outed where that chick hit me going 65. Just T-bone, man.
When the fuck did this happen?
Senior year high school?
I don't remember any of this shit.
Yeah, that was pretty brutal. It felt like my whole left side got hit by a sledgehammer, like when it happened. But I was just kind of like sore. I threw a track meet the next day. Let's see. There's the time that Brett and I wrecked that car in New Hampshire in a snowstorm. I was in Massachusetts on the way back from New Hampshire. This one was the only one where like I really like when my head went forward really hit anything. You know, the force was, my forward momentum was stopped by, like, my, like, and maybe not in, like, in, like visually, but in terms of force, my Jay Leno chin, like, stuck out there and, like, really saved my ass.
And you were able to limp the car back home.
Back
I mean,
to the
I know,
house.
I know it was only, like, 100 yards, but it was.
Yeah, I'm surprised that I wasn't, like, knocked out.
Like, did you had to restart the car or what?
Yes. No, it was still running, but, like, not. Didn't sound good.
Well, I bet.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of glad you're still alive.
Yeah.
I have
mixed feelings.
I managed to get into neutral as it was spinning in a circle, which was nice. Like, once I realized that it was going, like, more than 90 degrees, I was like, oh, yeah, bad times. This is bad.
How slow was the spin? How long were you spinning for?
It was a very hard and quick spin.
Oh.
It was, like, as soon as I hit the curb... It, like, whipped the car around.
Oh, man.
It's like, I just really slid luck. Right into the curb, and then I whipped immediately whipped the nose into the stone wall, and then I kept spinning around. It kind of sucked.
Yeah, no, I think the worst car accident I've ever been in was I once backed into a fire hydrant, and that's it.
It's not really that bad.
No, it was not bad at all.
I've done that in, like, not even, you know?
Yeah. Well, I count myself lucky. I'm like Nicolas Cage.
I count myself lucky
really
that I'm not
luck,
dead, I guess.
But I'm having good luck.
Sorry.
Apology accepted. Yeah.
And I believe we're closing in on 40 Rock here. So
We got a little bit, like a minute longer for me just to say, email us shit, all right? I almost died, okay?
Yeah.
You would have felt really bad if it was...
Glenn's doing this cast from a wheelchair.
Yeah,
right
now I'm like, yeah.
Click it or wheel it.
I'm like FDR here. And all my polio-ridden body wants is some fucking emails, okay?
Is some pseudo-socialist programs to pull our country out of this economic... That's what you
is
want?
That so much to ask, polio?
Obama.
I mean, listeners?
Is that so much to ask, Obama?
Yeah.
Oh, Obama did something that I actually liked, which is he no longer is our federal government paying for abstinence-only education.
Good.
Thank fucking God.
That is the... Only real concrete improvement I can see from Bush to Obama so far is that.
Really? Because I would say that there's a lot of change and hope.
What about gays in the
Those
military?
Positive. Yeah, that's positive, too.
Yeah, but I mean that hasn't happened yet. So once it does,
not like this. Give it, dude. Hope.
I heard a well. Anyway, this is a whole other thing. It's not that funny. But I heard a congressman from California who is in the former military trying to explain why Don't Ask, Don't Tell should remain.
I like and, Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
And his, but his, it was clear that he was really just dancing around that, like, people in the Army probably just don't like gay people for the, I mean, they're conservative
well, that's
backgrounds.
Right. Yeah, but, like, the nature of someone who would go into the
But
military.
He was trying to dance.
82% of enlisted people agree with it. It's, you know.
Yeah,
it's
no,
a good
I
system.
Can see, I can see, oh, I mean, look, you're not going to, you can't change the upbringing of all these people. And,
yeah.
And
yeah, but like Alexander the Great and Hephaestion were gay as fuck.
His best
friend and all of his close counterparts were getting drilled with his parts.
I don't,
you know what I mean?
I don't know
or
what
he was
the,
they were bumming him. Like they all were getting.
What
down.
Was the? I don't know what the unit was called. Unit.
Yeah, his unit was.
He had 300 soldiers. They were all like gay dudes who all banged each other.
The companions.
And they fought better because they
the
didn't want to be embarrassed
the
in front
cavalry
of their.
Was, yeah.
Yeah, they rode into battle with their hands on each other's butts.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Their hands in each other's pockets.
Playing grab ass was actually like military formations.
They had a pike, and on one end was a blade, and the other end was a big floppy.
Yeah, no,
dildo.
Who was talking about that? Was it Aristotle, or who was their teacher? Plato?
They wore Aeropostale.
He got. Yeah. No, they
sense of fashion.
Philip brought up one of those dudes to teach him. Who was it? Was it Plato, Aristotle?
Aeropostale the Great.
Socrates? Was it Socrates? I know one of those dudes.
He loved dudes.
One of those dudes was it might have been Aristotle. Philip got him to come up to Macedon and like tutor all those dudes when they were younger.
Yeah, he tutored them.
Yeah, because yeah, no, good. Basically on like why being fucking gay was awesome, and he's like, yeah, you'll like you have someone you fight with like vigor, knowing when like you don't want that like precious ass to go anywhere.
you want
that hole to stick
you
around.
Save your
like,
fuck.
Now what am I gonna fuck? Yeah.
No. Yeah, like on the battlefield that would have been different.
It also kind of draws the idea that there's kind of a emotionless fucking happening too.
Yeah.
It's just like it's like, all about the fucking. It's not like we're attached.
No
like,
kissing.
If women are there.
No kissing.
But you might die tomorrow.
Yeah.
So kiss me.
Yeah, it's feasible.
Gay times
men,
here.
Men are still more, even if they're homosexual, gay men who are going to enlist in the military are probably just as rational. You know, they're not feminine minded. They just happen to like to fuck dudes. As long as they don't get too attached.
Yeah.
They could be great gay warriors.
As long as you don't get your dick like stuck in their ass.
Yeah. I mean. Or a great gay hockey team from hell.
All right, you guys got, you want to go try on chaps? At the
yeah, let's go to the mall.
All right.
I need some new chaps.
All right, so once again, check out CritelliComedy.com. We're going to go out to his song again.
Yeah, and send us some fucking
sneak
email.
Preview.
Nick at peaklennick.com, Pete at peaklennick.com, Glenn at
peaklennick.
Glenn
at wheelchair.org.
Glenn at prodigy.net.
Glenn at don't you feel bad that I'm not dead.
Glenn at geocities.com/island theme.
Yep. You can also just send me a message at default backgrounds that you get with your Hewlett Packard computer at whatever.com.
All right.
So that's fine.
Well, have a very clickety ticket evening, everybody.
Yes. MS Paint for life.